What about looking in the plasma for ER mutations?
Yeah, so as usual, you're always ahead of the game. So you're right. So that does look like the way to find these estrogen receptor mutations.
Wow, interesting.
And so in fact, most of the large data sets that have been analyzed using circulating DNA. A lot of our patients have these bone-only cancers, and so it's hard to do these assays on DNA from the bone. So most of the data has been with circulating DNA.
I didn't even know that. So for example, does Guardant 360 pick this up?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So yeah, so that does seem like that's the way to go. And all of the correlative studies that have been done on most of the metastatic ER-positive trials lately, looking both for ESR1 mutations and PI3 kinase mutations, have been done using circulating DNA. I think that we need to do a better job of getting this to be both clinically available, and we need to, at the same time, we need to be able to tell doctors what to do with that information. Because right now we don't have any prospective studies that would say, oh, if you have an ESR1 mutation, you should definitely avoid an aromatase inhibitor. You should only use fulvestrant. And we think that may be the case, but we don't really know that. So we need to do trials to tell oncologists what to do with the information that they're going to start getting from ctDNA assays.
So I don't know if you view this as, quote, again, I'm thinking about the lung model. I don't know if you view this as a driver mutation, but I mean, tamoxifen's not a TKI. Are there TKIs that theoretically could hit these ER mutations?
Probably not. ER is not a kinase. So the best approach right now looks like just get rid of the estrogen receptor. And so we already have fulvestrant, but fulvestrant is not an ideal drug because of pharmacokinetic issues. So I think a lot of interest right now is developing new estrogen receptor degraders. And there's a series of what we call SERDs, so kind of like tamoxifen is a SERM, which is a selective estrogen receptor modulator. These are selective estrogen receptor degraders. So they're oral drugs that both block estrogen binding as well as degrade the estrogen receptor. And there was some interesting data from one of them presented at ASCO this year, which showed some decent amount of clinical activity in pretreated patients. Maura Dickler had presented some data. So it does look like these drugs are active, and there's a number of them kind of making their way through the development process. So that could be one way to overcome these estrogen receptor mutations.
That's fascinating. I always thought fulvestrant was a really cool drug, but it just sort of came in and sat there for a long time.